insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد والثناء لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد وعلى آل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين لا سيما بقية الله في العالمين روحي وأرواح العالمين له الفداء. We're again with you to explain some more about the verses of the Holy Quran. First, let's hear the verses.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahmanir Rahim. Maliki Yawmiddin. Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
In the previous session, we were trying to get a deeper understanding of this verse, and we finished with this point that on a daily basis we need help from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to practice our religion, so we stay on that straight path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which according to the verses of the Holy Quran is obedience to Him. Now, to get a little deeper than that, we have to bring in picture in the next verse that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in explaining this straight path, He says, صِرَاطَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ غَيْرِ الْمَغْضُوبِ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا الضَّالِّينَ. After saying and teaching us to ask Him to guide us on the straight path, He explains the straight path as the path of those whom You have blessed, such as have not incurred Your wrath, nor are astray. The straight path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as we said, is obedience, but this straight path is a path that is only obedience. In other words, when a person, when an individual obeys Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is that much on the straight path. If he obeys Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala 50% of the times, then he's 50% on the straight path, and 50% of his time, he's not on the straight path. The more one is obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the more he is on the straight path. The straight path is obedience, as we've said a number of times. The more one follows that, the more they are on that straight path. However, this obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not one level. In this verse, the verse number 7, the last verse of Surah Hamd, Surah Fatiha, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that this path is the path of those whom You've blessed. Now, what does it mean, the path of those whom You've blessed? Hasn't He blessed all of us? He gives blessings to everybody. What is this blessing that He means? What is this blessing that He is talking about? Who are these people that have been blessed? Again, as I mentioned in other sessions, to understand the Holy Quran, first we should refer to the Holy Quran itself, because the Word of God explains the Word of God. In another verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says this, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم ومن يطع الله والرسول فأولئك مع الذين أنعم الله عليهم من النبيين والصديقين والشهداء والصالحين وحسن أولئك رفيقا. He who obeys Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in His Messenger, then they are with those who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed, which are the prophets, the righteous ones, the shuhada, the salihin, they are good companions. In this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains to us who الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ are. The nabiyin, the prophets, the siddiqin, those who are truthful. والشهداء, the martyrs, and salihin, the righteous. These are the people that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in this verse that I want you to please guide me to the straight path, the path of those whom you've blessed, these are, according to the Holy Quran, those who've been blessed. Now this verse that I just recited, وَمَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهُ وَالرَّسُولُ فَأُولَٰئِكَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ, explains the point that I mentioned at the beginning of this discussion, and that is the path is at different levels. Other verses explain that obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the straight path. In this verse, it says that he who obeys Allah and His Messenger, they are with those who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed. In other words, they are not the ones that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed. They are with them. There's a difference between the two. Not anyone who obeys Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a blessed person, a blessed person, as the verse says. It's only certain people that are considered الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ. In Surah Fatiha, it says, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to guide us to the straight path, the path of those who He has blessed. Please guide me to this path, the path of those who You've blessed. Now, if that path is obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, according to the other verses, then the path of those who He has blessed should be the path of obedience, and therefore whoever obeys Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should be a blessed person. But according to this verse, it says, وَمَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهُ وَالرَّسُولُ فَأُولَٰئِكَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ. That if you obey Allah, if you listen to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said, and act according to what He has said, and act according to what His Messenger tells you, you are with those who've been blessed. So it shows a difference. Those who have been blessed are at a higher level of this path. This path has got levels. Another verse, another set of verses that indicates the same point is where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَنْ يَعْتَصِمْ بِاللَّهَ فَقَدْ هُدِيَ إِلَىٰ صِرَاطٍ مُسْتَقِيمٍ. Whoever grabs a hold of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, tries to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for help, then he is guided. He has been guided to the straight path. This is one verse. And next verse says, فَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَاَعْتَصَمُوا بِهِ فَسَيُدْخِلُهُمْ فِي رَحْمَةٍ مِّنْهِ وَفَضْلٍ وَيَهْدِيهِمْ إِلَيْهِ صِرَاطًا مُسْتَقِيمًا. Those, again it uses the word اِعْتَصَمَ, those who seek help from Him, they grab hold of His rope, He will guide them to the straight path. One verse says they have been guided to the straight path. This verse says that they will be guided to the straight path. Does that contradict the other verse? No, it doesn't. There's different levels of the sirat. They have achieved one level, and that's why it says that they have been guided. They will be, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be guiding them to another level of that, according to the other verse. So this sirat has got different levels. The levels, as explained in other verses, deal with the amount of faith that one has. I need to explain this point in this way, that when we practice what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has told us to do, that is based on a belief that we have in Him. In other words, We believe in Him being our Lord, in Him having a messenger that He has sent to guide us. He has gotten a certain set of laws that He wants us to obey. I've accepted all of that. I have faith in that. And based on that, I practice. Now, once I practice, this strengthens the faith that I have. The more I practice, the more faith I have in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. However, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in some of the other verses in the Holy Quran, it says, other than obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in practicing the laws, what is wajib and what is haram, to stay away from what He has forbidden and to practice and do what He's told us to do, He says, اذكر الله ذكرا كثيرا, that you should remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on numerous occasions. The more you remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the better it is for you. This remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this action that the heart does, this is a different level. Of course, it cannot be achieved without the first level of obedience and acting according to the laws that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has set. How can one expect to achieve, to get nearness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala if he is disobeying Him? Would you allow someone that's disobeying you and disrespecting you to get anywhere near you? So if you want to get and achieve nearness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, proximity to Him, we have to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But that level of obedience, which is a very, very high level and is not easy to achieve, is not the only level. There are much, much higher levels in the straight path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to guide us to at least the first level, inshallah. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.